How wretched is England above any nation, ere since the rebellious Whig Reformation the gospel of faith did formerly guide, but it would not with traitors' principles side. When other grounds needed, the Whig lie succeeded, and by the Saint party are equally heeded. These carry on cleverly the good old cause, in spite of all truth, religion, and laws. The heads of the party first met in cabal, coin lies and then tossed them about like a ball. The rabble to fright or keep them in metal, for fear they should to the king's government settle. As soon as come out, they spread them about by gossips and blockheads amongst the rabble rout, which they blindly credit, and each silly soul drinks poisonous treason by swallowing them whole. No more holy Bibles now printed must be, says Whig, though the contrary daily we see. The city must fall by cannon or fire, or massacres none but themselves do conspire. Thus the rabble they ply with many a damned lie, that desperate groan they may rise at their cry. The merciful sovereign thus they traduce, and his generosity daily abuse. What prophecies did the king's crowning forerun, assuring a sad lit should never be done? The drum in well bottom did sound the same tone, and under St. James's was heard many a groan. A sprite was seen there to put folks in fear, which ne'er but before a king's death did appear. All which, placed about by the busy Whig elves, show plain they intended to kill him themselves. King Charles, whose mild soul no malice could move, these Whigs summoned down from heaven above. His erring contrived was on the best fashion to usher in Perkin's foul-mouthed declaration. While he was alive, the villains did strive of life with a blunderbuss him to deprive. And now that with happiness his soul is blessed, these sorcerers will not allow his ghost rest. Brave Albemarle, as we were told without erring, was certainly killed as dead as a herring. His corpse brought near, coffin bespoke, and the ground some, broke. None must trust their eyes in their mysteries. These infallible coxcombs can never tell lies. Whate'er they hold forth to the Whig written rabble is sure as their faith and made current by babble. Argyle, that arch traitor, half Scotland had won, cries Whig, when his party was utterly undone. His army did full 40,000 contain, when the runaway rebel alone did remain. Though beat and forsaken, he could not be taken, nay, now his head's off, they to life him awaken. So all the Whig says must backwards be read, Argyle is still living and Albemarle's dead. This bully or idiot, that small man of might, with 300 men would kill all outright. His invincible army was 15 mile long, and full 50,000 in number was strong. Nay, when he was beat, they tell us that it, at Chester he has 20,000 complete. But sure, now Jack Ketch has chopped off his head, at length you'll believe your great Hector is dead. You thought your grand worthy so valiant and brave, they'd die in the field ere their party they'd leave. But Grey's matchless valour, his friends all forsaken, was in a vile habit ridiculously taken. And Monmouth was such, he did not think much, to run from the battle and lurk in a ditch, and die on a scaffold in shamefullest manner, rather than in the field the bed of honour. You obstinate Whigs, at length open your eyes. See how the world's sovereign rebellion defies. Consider what providences daily meet our kings to protect and your plots to defeat. Whate'er you contrive, it never can thrive, and all your attempts against the stream do but strive. Then give God the glory, fall to your vocation, that trade may enrich and peace bless our nation. Behold our great king like the glorious sun in full lustre shines while your meteor falls down. 3,000 of his, to curb your vain boast, has beaten your rebels' invincible host. He's generous and brave, weak penitents to save, but obstinate ringleaders justice must have. Crave mercy and leave your lies framed to affright the nation distracted and do the truth right. and all you good people, at length from your shame, your thoughts so abused, rose reclaim. Mm-hmm.